Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who is extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. We actually have some bonus guests that will be joining us as well. And today we're discussing the topic of Unlocking the Power of Listening, a guide to learning the art of active listening. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, an author, a sought-after industry trainer and consultant, the wonderful Donna Hickey, the owner of Donna Lee by Design. And also joining us is a leasing manager with Brookfield Properties, Tina Jalilel, and Vanessa Riviera, a leasing consultant with Brookfield Properties. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Donna, let's start out. This is something that I think a topic that everybody could benefit from learning more about and actually boning up on these skills. What is the art of active listening?
You know, it's actually a participation. You know, I think for most of, us here in the United States, we have been taught so much through, social media and television, and we're just participating. We're actively talking, speaking, we're videotaping, but really, who is listening? And active listening is making people feel heard, like you're actually listening. The other part of this is that there's no miscommunication. You're saying back to that person exactly what you heard. There's pauses. There's no rush into the response part. And then you're starting to, not be distracted. So active listening is putting down your phone, stop looking at your watch, and just being present. And then understand exactly what's being said and what you just heard. And so I'm a huge proponent of teaching people how to listen.
And I know when you do your talks and you're brought in to do consulting and so forth, this is something that is that you teach. What is the first thing that you try and get across, the first idea that kind of resonates with your audience?
I think I always like to tell this story. You know, years ago, I was in the Middle East. I was speaking at a conference in Egypt, and I was talking about professional executives. I was talking about different generations and how we collide. And one of the things that I talked about is, look, we can talk about 150 to 180 words a minute. You know, that's the average conversation. But we can listen up to 450 words a minute. So what's happening is that while I'm talking, everybody's thinking of a response and how to add what they know to a conversation. And while I was talking about this at the conference, there was a gentleman that came up to me from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and he said, "Hey, this is such a great topic. Would you come to Saudi Arabia for a week and teach all of our executives about listening skills?" And I'm like, "So you're willing to pay me $25,000 a day to teach your executives how to listen?" And I thought, bananas, we're missing something here in the United States. And, I came back making, listening skills top priority. So whenever I'm training or talking, and I'm sure my gals here can lend their voice in this whole thing, it's like, just stop and be present.
Yes. I mean, we've been working with Donna. I've been working with Donna for 3 years now, and my listening skills they've taken a good turn, because before I was distracted very easily, but, she just knows how to just guide someone into, hey, I'm right here. So it's been great working with her and learning.
Definitely, especially when you're in this industry, business industry, management industry, where there's so much going on. We're in an office that there's, we have a couple leasing consultants, we have management next door, there's constantly traffic going on, a lot of residents coming in and out. So it is very easy, like Tina said, to get distracted. So we learned a lot with Donna to actually be able to focus. And even though there's a lot going on around us, we can pay attention to what's going on and listen.
Yeah, you know, Donna, I know you're a multi-decade veteran of multifamily, and I can remember, you know, back in the days when obviously there was no internet, there was no cell phones, you know, all these things that are today distractions, you know, when someone walks into a leasing office, for instance, you know, you've got to have the folks that work in the leasing office have to really kind of tear themselves away from all those things that we didn't have back in those days. What are you telling people about that?
So, you know, it's funny that you talk about that because in June, I'm actually celebrating 44 years in property management. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have now had 44 years of property management experience, and that experience is older than some of the people I work for. They haven't even been born yet. It's so crazy. So, yeah, to your point, you know, back in the 80s and certainly through the 90s, we didn't have all the technology that we had. But I'll tell you, I worked for a gentleman years and years ago, and, you know, he was the first person that really brought training into the Midwest here. And, oh, my gosh, he really taught us, and it was a barn burner. We would go into the apartments, and we'd have to show the apartment, and we were with our colleagues and coworkers, and we were doing role-playing, and we were so nervous, and, you know, we had sweat rings and cotton mouth. It was so uncomfortable. But, you know, the greatest gift was we were learning to ask questions and then listen for the response. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, a lot of times I talk when I do training, and I said, there is this phenomenon of over-talking, right? So we've all met somebody who just keeps talking, and they talk quick and fast, and then they go from one topic to the other, and there's no break. Mm-hmm. And that is a psychological term of Liguria is really what it's called, and it is a psychological tick that when people get nervous or anxious, they just talk. And so from a training standpoint, you know, I try to do training to calm the people that have this, because the only way to overcome it is to know what you're talking about. And so if you're a leasing consultant or a leasing manager or a new person going through a transition from one role to the next, you are nervous and you don't know exactly what you're doing. You're trying to learn how to overcome objections, or you're trying to learn features and benefits, or you're trying to learn, you know, customer service and team building. And when you don't know something, you're nervous about it and you overtalk. So there's kind of two sides to this. And so thankfully I've learned both sides. And, you know, I even know when I was first in property management, and that's going back to the late 70s and early 80s, I was a nervous talker, man. I wouldn't shut up for anything.
Well, we've got about 2 minutes left in this segment, so I want to ask a question that I don't know if it's controversial or whatever, but I know what my answer would be just off the top of my head, not based on any science, but who makes better listeners, women or men?
I have the answer.
Let's hear it.
Women are better listeners. And
yeah. That would have been my guess, by the way.
Yeah. So the recent study shows that men only use half of their brain to listen, while women engage both lobes of their brain. And so if you constantly feel like your spouse or significant person isn't listening, well, maybe they're not.
All right, well, we're going to break it here and come back right after these messages. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
C say goodbye to pen and paper processes, labor shortages, and unhappy residents, and say hello to HappyCo, the only multifamily platform that supports every stage of your property lifecycle. Improve your portfolio with Happy Asset, the ROI-driving asset optimization solution for owners, acquisition directors, and asset managers. Manage your portfolio with Happy Property, a suite of intuitive tools that streamline operations, empower teams, and delight residents. Service your portfolio with Happy Force, an always-on remote maintenance workforce for multifamily specialists designed to increase resident satisfaction. Happy Co. Multifamily solutions to smile about. For more information, visit the website at happy.co.
Hi, this is Paul Marks, host and producer of the Multifamily Matters radio show. I have on the phone with me a longtime multifamily industry veteran and the author of several books, the fabulous Gary Gregory. Gary, you just released a new book called The Super Fantastic Me. I've got my copy, but tell our multifamily industry audience why this book is so important to multifamily.
Hey, thanks, Paul. The Super Fantastic Me is a guide to help people curate their best version. And why is that important? Well, all too often we go through our workday on autopilot. I was guilty of it as a community manager, checking boxes and simply doing things. Now, once I discovered there was more, that I could bring more, my outlook and career changed. My book offers a life-changing exercise to curate your word or calling card, principles, and core values. This allows you to bring greater value to the room no matter the circumstance. And having a multifamily team that knows and shows their who, why, and how will be unbeatable.
Thanks, Gary. I recommend that everyone in the multifamily tree get their copy and one for each member of their team of The Super Fantastic Me. Order it on Amazon today.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of Unlocking the Power of Listening, a guide to learning the art of active listening. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, an author, a sought-after speaker, a trainer and consultant, the fabulous Donna Hickey, the owner of Donna Lee by Design. We also have joining us from Brookfield Properties, Tina Jalalel, who is a leasing manager, and Vanessa Rivera, who is also a leasing consultant with Brookfield Properties. Before we jump back in the conversation, I do want to remind our listeners to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. Donna, during the break, we were talking about something that I think would be very interesting to our listeners, and those are the seven types of listening skills. Let's work through those for a minute.
Yeah. Well, once again, thank you for having us. I think we're all very excited to lend our voice to learning how to be a better listener, an active listener. And, we were talking as a group about the seven different types of listeners. And, you know, one, you have an informational listener, right? And so the informational listener would be somebody coming in looking for an apartment, right? Mm-hmm. So they're here for information. And so tell us the experience about that, especially maybe a non English speaking person. So we have a very culturally diverse property, and Vanessa, her first language is Spanish, right?
Spanish, yeah.
And so why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, information listener, well, like Donna said, my first language, it is Spanish. And we do have a little bit of everything that we get, you know, in leasing. Like I said before, this property is kind of like like O'Hare Airport here in Chicago. We get a little bit of everything, completely international. And, yeah, we do get, you know, a little bit of everything, and we do get Spanish speakers. So when they come, you know, they come ready to receive information. So I have to make sure that I am confident with what I'm going to say. And they do come with that attitude, you know, okay, I'm here to lease, you know, give me information, you know, how many apartments do you have? Do you have anything available? How much are they going for? So we do get that a lot. We do get a lot of information, listeners.
And Tina speaks Arabic. And so we have, so being an information listener, they will come here and they will ask very specific questions, right?
Yes. But, you know, they want to know pricing. They want to know square footage. I mean, you know, they're just here just for information. And obviously, you know, it'll turn into a tour. And while you're touring, they're still, you know, you're giving information, but yet they're asking a lot of questions. So, yes, you know, we're focused and we're prepared to answer any questions that they have.
Here, we have Tina, we have a couple people that speak Arabic, we have a couple people that speak Spanish, and then we also have, you know, Russian and some of the Slavic countries. And so informational listening is really, really being present with the customers here. And we have a lot of people in the team, so I have 40 employees in the team that all speak different languages. So we take a look at this not only from informational listening, but training. I mean, making sure that everybody understands what everybody is saying and we're all on the same page. So we have an informational type of listener, but then we have very discriminative listeners, and they're only listening for certain information. You know, I've long said in the apartment industry, we have to sell specifically to the person's needs. And I don't think that property management is a one-size-fits-all. So when people talk about scripting, I talk about unscripting. You have to listen, and then you have to know that the person that's asking this question is being discriminative. They're weeding out what they want and the information that you're giving them. So if you're a speech, so say you're in leasing, say you're in management, say you have all the scripting going on, you're giving people tons of information that they don't need. And so you want to be discriminative listening, and you want to make sure that you're giving that person the information back that they need. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you say to somebody, what's the three most important things that you're looking for in your new apartment home? And in your head, you think it's, you know, in-unit washers and dryers or garages, mm-hmm, and maybe kitchens. And they're thinking, oh, I have to sleep during the day and I want a walk-in closet. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to listen and then inform and be discriminative.
Yeah.
And then you have the bias.
Yeah, sorry? Yeah. And, you know, I think it's important to, when you're listening, to really ask those kind of questions that you mentioned, because I remember my father telling me many years ago, it doesn't matter what you think people think. It only matters what they really think. So you really have to listen to what they want. Is that right?
Amen to that.
That's
so true. It's just so important. But then you have biased listening, you know, so, you know, I can bring up politics because that's always a fun topic, but you know, if you are of one political persuasion and you love that, and then somebody else wants to counterpoint, you're not listening. It's not the bias that you want. You want somebody to keep feeding you that, you know, one. Yeah, what you want, exactly. But so you have that bias listening. I know I become very bias sometimes in my listening. I'm like, no, I'm not listening to that. But in the apartment industry, and I'm going to jump into like three of these listening skills, you have sympathetic, empathetic, and therapeutic.
Oh, boy.
And don't you feel like sometimes you're a counselor?
Every day. Every day. And you want to listen to what they're saying. I had a woman come in over the weekend, and her son was involved in a bad accident. And I felt horrible. Obviously, I was, you know, really focused on what she was saying. And then as she's ending her story and walking out, my leasing agents were just sitting there and their mouths were just like dropped to the, you know, everybody was just engaged in what she had to say. And, we felt for her. And it happens every day. I mean, every single day you hear a story and, you know, it's sad and, you know, you want to do something, but, you know, you're just listening and they feel good that they know that you're engaged and involved. So
we've got about 4.5 minutes left in this segment. What about comprehensive listening?
Yeah, comprehensive listening. I think that, you know, I look at comprehensive and critical listening kind of together. Comprehension, that you're listening, you're understanding, and that you're responding back to the person so that they understand that you're hearing them. So comprehensive is just, you know, there's a lot of times that I'm talking to my team and I'm like, okay, so repeat back to me just so I understand that you know what I'm talking about. And they're like, are you testing me? I'm like, kind of. You know, I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. And listen, I have 25 maintenance men and janitors and operation people, and they're all speaking different languages, and so I'm always seeking to make sure that there's comprehension and that they understand. Critical thinking is on my leadership team. I have 10 individuals right now on my leadership team, and we do a lot of strategizing. We do a lot of we do meetings, but our meetings are with agendas. They're very focused. And then we do a lot of critical thinking, and then we go back to the comprehension part of it so that I make sure that there is some understanding. And then time limits and goals. Mm-hmm. So in the 4 years that I've been here, I think that we're really good. We had to turn the ship here. It was an underperforming asset. And I have a team of 40 people, and we've done really good. And a lot of that is because of comprehension and the listening and critical thinking. So
that's great. And I think we've got about 2.5 minutes left in this segment. I think it's important for our listeners to get some context about the property that you're talking about, because you're throwing out numbers that probably don't seem realistic to people when you have 40 people on staff and 20 maintenance people and so forth. We're not talking about a 200-unit property here. Give a description of your property so they'll know.
1,115 units.
So it's five towers. It's 1,115 units.
3,000 residents?
Yeah. 3,000 residents. It's a city, and it's
the whole community here.
It's a community here in Chicago. We're right outside of O'Hare Airport. It was built in the late 60s, and Brookfield came knocking on my door, and they said, hey, we have a project. We just inherited this, and it's underperforming. And it took us a few months to figure out the details, and I came on board. And it was interesting. I came on board in 2019, and then, of course, we had to navigate through COVID, and these two ladies, these powerhouse women, they kept us full. We stayed 98% occupied. We had a less than 1.8% delinquency. We had very little or few evictions. We were just, you know, magical. And we were open, and we worked through the whole time, and everybody was amazing. And, you know, more importantly, we work for Brookfield. It's a great global company. They have an amazing presence here in the United States, and it's growing. It's a Canadian company. And, you know, I think I speak for all of us when I say we've been handed a great challenge, and yet we have an amazing team here that's learned a lot. And I've brought some great talent with me. We have Tom Custer, who's been in the industry for over 40 years. worked with Berkshire Property Management and helped me on the operations side. Ann Cox worked with us also going back 30 years. So I do want to say in closing, it's important in the relationships that you make in this industry because you never know.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, Vanessa, you can speak from this. You left for a year, right, and came back.
Yeah. I left, and yes, I had a new experience, but it's just, it's so different when you work with a great team. You really need that wherever you work at. You have to have a good team. You have to have a strong team players. So I am happy to be back. I really am. I have a great team with me.
Fantastic.
And we moved Vanessa. We have a resident services coordinator. We have a whole department, which is all resident services and resident customer service. And when she came back, we flipped her over to leasing, and, you know, she's done a great job. So in all of this, it's about listening and hearing and then promoting and making it work for everyone.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of Unlocking the Power of Listening, a guide to learning the art of active listening. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, an author, a sought-after speaker, a trainer, and a consultant, the awesome Donna Hickey, the owner of Donna Lee by Design. We also have joining us from Chicago, Tina Jalil, who is leasing manager with Brookfield Properties there, and also Vanessa Rivera, who is a leasing consultant with Brookfield Properties. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security needs. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions. Don't delay, call Balanced Asset Solutions today. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Donna, in the last segment, we talked a lot about the seven types of listening skills. And the first one that you mentioned was informational leasing, which kind of made me think of when someone comes in your office, they're like a sponge wanting to soak up everything that they can about the property. But then you said in this segment, you wanted to talk about what you term as an over-talker. What is that?
Yeah, I think that we've all kind of run into, you know, the over-talker. And I mean, not only do we have it pervasive in the apartment industry as a professional, but we also have it in the apartment multifamily industry as a customer. And just to digress for a second, I have a great example of over-talking. And I was just on vacation. I was in Kenya and Tanzania for 2 weeks and, you know, got to see the amazing country of Africa and just how grateful and thankful we are here in the U.S. And we had two of the Land Rover, Range Rovers, I'll call them Jeeps for a lack of a better term. And in my Jeep, there were five of us. And these are very highly educated people. The one gal, she, you know, worked for the U.S. State Department. She was an educator. She, you know, traveled and worked all over the world. And immediately set herself up as this kind of expert of all things. And it was really uncomfortable because of the energy and the space that they take up. Mm. And so what happened is that constant flow of information, and it could have been on any topic. I mean, all you had to do is bring one thing up, and she was the expert on it. And nobody likes that. You know, nobody wants to be flooded, like, 24/7 with information like that. And, you know, so we got into this eight-hour drive going out to Mount Kilimanjaro. And at one point, I was just like, look, you know, I mean this in all due respect, but we have all equally paid the same amount of money to be in this Jeep, and I just need you to take a breath because I'm so overwhelmed with your information and this kind of constant diatribe. And with that, she goes, well, you know, I have ADHD, and, you know, I just talk, and I know, you know, some people find it annoying. And I said, and we called her Ursula for, and we just said, you know, look, we understand that you have, you know, maybe this scientific or medical condition, but you also have to use emotional intelligence and roll this back. And so, of course, I was there for 2 weeks, and, you know, she tried, and it was just insanity. It was just this constant stuff. And so, you know, I talk about boundaries, and we'll talk about them here in a minute, but at some point you have to say enough, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And I think that we have other examples in the property management industry and people who just come in and then you can't get, it's like, oh my God, ah.
And it's like the same resident over and over again. So they mm-hmm. come in and they want to tell you about their day yesterday, and then they want to tell you about their morning, and, you know, you have all this, everything's going on, and you have this person that just will not stop talking.
Right. We also have it with our mail lady.
Yeah. The mail lady, she comes angry. Oh, you know, the residents will hurry up to pick up their packages. Or why they're not putting their last name inside the mailbox. They're not getting their mail. So, you know, you there. Let me tell you, these type of people, they're the most challenging ones to deal with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they just, like Donna said, they just don't stop talking. So it's like, okay, where am I going to find the time to be like, okay, stop. Can I speak? Let me tell you, okay, what can we do about your situation, about the problem? And, yeah, this happens all the time at the office.
Every day.
It's super challenging to work with them.
We also have challenges with over talkers when, and I think our listeners on this call will also be able to connect, because when customer service is at play and somebody comes in and they're frustrated, then they start telling us about what is making them upset. And then you can see the energy cycle up, right? It cycles up, it cycles up. They get louder and louder
and aggressive.
And aggressive. And then, you know, we try to interject on the problem solving side of things. And there have been a time or two where I've had to be assertive and say, stop. I need to be able to respond, and I'm trying to help you solve the problem. But this energy that is part of the problem, mm-hmm. you know, we're like, in order for me to help you, you have to be able to listen. Now, I've given you a chance to air your grievance. Now, give me a chance to try to, and then they'll try to interrupt me. I'm like, no. I'm going to finish what I'm saying. And, you know, it's interesting to me how we've gotten into a society where even on TV, the commentators from the news, like they're not even talking about the news anymore. It's a lifestyle. So now everybody's talking over everyone. Like, take a look at Good Morning America and the Today Show, and then you take a look at The Talk, and you take a look at The View. Yeah. And everybody.
You're getting nowhere.
Right? They're all talking over each other. Mm-hmm. Nobody's listening.
Right.
And it's funny, I went to a friend's house for dinner on Saturday night, and this was a woman who is from India, and she was making this beautiful, you know, authentic Indian meal. And there was a gal that was with us, and she's a teacher, she's an educator. We had some, you know, other amazing people that was with us. But the whole time she was jumping in on each, you know, on everybody's conversation. She wasn't letting people talk and taking their turn.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you have these over talkers, how do you get them to move out of the office? I mean, the mail lady, we practically have to drag out of the office. I think we go so far as calling people on the walkie-talkie, like, oh, your presence is, you know, needed, right?
Yes. Yes.
And then we call people on the phone and say, hey, you know, you have a call.
Yeah. You have a call.
So it's a tricky thing on over talkers, but there is a science to helping them understand that they have limitations, right? But I also think before I get into the solutions part of this, that in the management, in the multifamily space, we also have over talkers as a way of procrastination. And I mean this lovingly in the maintenance department, but we have tons of, you know, maintenance technicians, and we have tons of operational and janitors. We have tons of people, and this has happened throughout my 40-plus year career, where, you know, somebody is sitting in my office that has to go out and do 10 work orders, but yet they're going on and on and on about something. And if you are a younger management executive, or a, you know, regional manager, these are all challenges that you're met with. You know, some people go, yeah, I just told Bob to get back to work. But did Bob really go back to work? So how do you, in a constructive, kind way, tell people to press on? And we have it here, too. Like, we have people, how do you ask for our team to go back to work?
I would say, you know what, I'm kind of in the middle of something, so, you know, can you let me finish, or can you get back to work?
Yeah. Well, at the risk of over-talking, we're at a break right now. I need to take a break. We'll jump back in on this and some more in our last segment of the show. We're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Multifamily properties' water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And today we're discussing the topic of Unlocking the Power of Listening, a guide to learning the art of active listening. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, an author, a sought-after speaker, trainer, and consultant, the fantastic Donna Hickey, the owner of Donna Lee by Design. Also joining us on the call is Tina Jalalal, who is the leasing manager, and Vanessa Riviera, who's the leasing consultant with Brookfield Properties. So, Donna, I know that we want to kind of talk about how do you deal with someone who is an overtalker. We were talking about that in the last segment. What are some of the tips for dealing with an overtalker?
Yeah, it's so funny. Because it's uncomfortable, right?
Very, very.
Definitely. To ask somebody like, get back to work. And at the break, we were kind of chuckling because Tina was talking about some of the experiences that we have with our maintenance, right?
They just want to talk and talk and talk, and they're like, I really got to go.
And they'll stop you in the hallway, right? And so one of the solutions that I bring up is a set limit. So when somebody comes into my office, I'll tell them, look, we only have 10 minutes because I either have something that I have to attend to. And so it really limits people. And here, the other thing is that you'll notice that they'll go from my office to
somebody else's
yeah. office. Mm-hmm. And they'll rotate around. It's like, stop that. And so I definitely do limits. But I also make sure that the person who's speaking with me is felt heard. So say that you're in my office for 10 minutes or 30 minutes. I always leave going, is there anything else that we need to talk about? Is this, am I understanding this situation correctly? I know, Tina, you and I have had plenty of conversations where we've misunderstood each other.
Yes.
And we have to come back and yes. go, okay, let's start this another way and make sure that the comprehension and that we understand each other.
But you've really taught me that, too. So, I mean, you know, before I've done customer service, I've done multifamily, I've done it all. And, you know, working with other people, it's like, okay, you miscommunicate, you just go home and you're really upset, right? But here, I mean, with you, you're like, you know, let's reel it back in, come in my office, let's talk about this. So, you know, I really appreciate that. And I've learned that even in my own personal life now. So I do appreciate that.
I do believe that through the decades, you know, there were people, if you have to have an uncomfortable conversation, then you have to go home mad or upset. And I don't believe in that. I believe that, you know, we're all human beings and we are going to have hard conversations and we are going to go home. We're going to think about them. But you're not ripped apart, mm-hmm. you know, like your soul is intact, your pride. There's no reason to pull somebody apart to get your point across. Mm-hmm. But we're all learning. So, thank you for that. So, you know, going back to the person saying, do I understand? And that they feel heard and that everybody, you know, just goes on and everybody's feelings are intact. The second thing that I do is, you know, I repeat back for understanding, which I just talked about. And then, I think that healthy boundaries are good. You know, I let people know that we don't gossip. I've said that since 1979. We don't talk about other people. And if I have two employees that aren't getting along, then the two employees, and I know you can lend your voice to this with yeah, you and me. Yeah. And I'm like, if you two can't, you know, work this out, then I have to let both of you go. Because communication is important.
Communication is important.
And we don't want anybody to be ugly. And then, you know, I have a friend that, oh, my God, she starts talking. Storytelling is an art. There are people that are great storytellers, right? But you could be a terrible storyteller, and go off into all these different avenues. And I have a friend, and she's a consultant. And so she slows down her speech pattern because now you have to pay attention to her. And then it goes off into all these different directions. But, you know, one of the things that I talk about all the time is that only 7% of your story is told through the verbal word, because 93% of what you're doing is voice inflection, facial, chest rolling your eyes. And so it's through your body language. So it's really interesting with this friend, because I'm like, okay, wait, because you have to go back to the initial way that we started this conversation, because I don't understand how we got here. Mm-hmm. And so by interrupting her train of thought and getting it back to what the initial conversation was brings her back on point. And I'll tell her, you know, I'll make up a name. I'll say, Sue, this is crazy. I don't know where we're going with this conversation. Help me understand how these dots are connected. And then I know that there's time limits, right? So you only have 5 minutes. But say you don't have time limits. Say you're, you know, a maintenance technician, and or say you're in leasing and you're going to tell a story or you're going to tell a situation, but it goes on. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, you have to say, okay, I got to go. You have to break the story. We have lots of people here that slow their speech down. Mm-hmm. They want your attention. I always see people in the hallways, and I'm always like, hey, what are you guys doing? There's no lunch break. Come on, get back to work. You know, and I always believe that by treating people with kindness and respect really goes a long way. And I don't think that we have to be ugly. I don't think that we have to be micromanagers. I think that everybody has to understand that we have a job to do here. And there are times where we have fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then we have storytelling.
Well, we've got about 2 minutes left before I want to transition to something else. And I know you wanted to talk about the power of silence when it comes to the art of listening. What is that?
Yeah, I really, you know, one of the things that we're not used to is the pause in a conversation. So whether you're in management or maintenance or leasing, there is the power of silence. When you ask a question, be quiet. Let the person answer the question that you asked. We're so unfamiliar with the silence that we keep trying to fill the gap. And I'm like, stop trying to fill the gap. Sit with the silence. And I say, try it at home. If you have kids, if you have a spouse, you know, if you're a partner, be an active listener and then be present. Repeat back to them what you just heard so that they know you're listening, and then zip it. Listen. It was really funny. I was married for 23 years. I used to do this to my ex-husband all the time. He's like, is this like a trick? Like, why are you being quiet? Because you're changing your behavior, right? Yeah. So, you know, I have long used President Clinton and Barack Obama. You know, these are prolific speakers. There's no rushed conversation. I met President Clinton. It was amazing. He spoke for the National Apartment Association. I got an opportunity to meet him in the hallway and talk with him, and I was so nervous I was going to jitter right out of my skin. But in that experience, he was present, and he listened, and he wasn't worried about where he was going. It was amazing. And it was disconcerting because I wasn't used to that kind of attention. It's like, oh, okay. The President of the United States is paying attention to me. I don't know what to do. But in closing, I really want to talk about Dan Lyons. He's a new author. He has a great book out. If you need a resource, this is Talk Less, Listen More. And, you know, we have 1,000 books and classes on how to be a better speaker. But more importantly, we need to shut up and listen.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. I'm sure we could talk about this for another whole episode, but I do want to take a moment in the last couple of minutes we have and let our listeners know, you know, what you're working on now. And, if, you know, obviously as a consultant, you've got your own book, got another book coming out. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with you and how someone could reach you if they wanted to talk to you about helping them out.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I've been working on the Brink and Back, how changing my thoughts changed my life for a while now. You know, always trying to make sure it's good, always making sure that the message is relevant. In January, at the end of December 31st, we're going to be rolling out the book with a workbook, and then that will also have a platform for self-development, self-education, in the sense of conferences and workshops. And, you know, I really learned a lot about this with Dr. Joe Dispenza. Changing the Habit of Being Yourself is his book, and Becoming Supernatural. And I started his work about 10 years ago, been to many of his week-long workshops, and really dove into his coaching and consulting company. And, you know, we get stuck on a record, like skip. Mm-hmm. And we keep telling ourselves the same story and the same message, and typically it's negative. And I'm here to tell people, you can create your own blueprint. You are the architect of your life. You are not a slave to your current way of thinking. And through changing your thought, you can change your life. And really remembering that a thought is just something that you're thinking. It doesn't mean that it's right or wrong. So there's plenty of people that I talk to that have a thought and they think their thoughts are right. I'm like, well, who said that? You know? So Donna Lee by Design is about creating the life that you want, uncovering your purpose and passion, and collaboratively bringing a blueprint together so you have something to follow so that you can really track your progress and your goal to really what you want to achieve in life.
All right. Well, if someone wants to reach out to you, how can they do it?
Yep. You can always get me at donna@donnahickey.com, or you can reach me by cell phone, 708-807-9260, and the website is donnahickey.com.
All right, and there will be on the episode page of our website at multifamilyradio.com, there will be your logo on there, and someone can click on that, and it'll take them directly to your website. But Donna and Tina and Vanessa, thank you so much for joining us today. We'd love to have you back again. So interesting, and I'm really intrigued about your little city that you run there, learning more about that. It's amazing. So anyway, we are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.